With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Vice President J.D. Vance says a third round of negotiations with Iran have ended in Pakistan after 21 hours without reaching an agreement. Vance spoke briefly to reporters after the talks concluded before dawn Sunday. Two Pakistani officials say discussions between the heads of the delegations will resume after a break. The historic talks ended days after a fragile two-week ceasefire was announced as the war entered its seventh week. President Trump is angry with the NATO allies over the Iran war, and the future of the military alliance is in question. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The president's uneasy relationship with NATO took a turn for the worse during the conflict with Iran when allies refused to assist in the U.S. and Israeli-led war. On Wednesday, Donald Trump met privately with NATO's Secretary General in the Oval Office. No media coverage of the White House visit was allowed, unlike previous visits. Afterwards, the president was still fuming, writing on social media that NATO wasn't there when we needed them, and they won't be there when we need them again. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukraine is accusing Russia of failing to abide by a proposed holiday ceasefire. Donna Warner has this report.
Firefighters in Sumy, Ukraine, carry an injured person out of an apartment building ahead of a proposed ceasefire with Russia for the Orthodox Easter weekend. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday declared a 32-hour ceasefire until the end of Sunday, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky promised Saturday to abide by the break in attacks. But a Ukrainian military officer says the ceasefire is not being observed by the Russian side, and in Odessa, at least two people were killed. I'm Donna Water.
More at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. People of the world are asked about homosexuality.
The Pew Research Center poll focuses on the morality of that lifestyle. Nigeria checks in as the country where the largest number of people believe that being gay is not morally acceptable, 96%. Other nations that have similar feelings include Indonesia and Turkey. At the other end of the spectrum is Sweden, where 94% think that homosexuality is morally acceptable. In the U.S., 60% of respondents see no problem with being gay. Michael Harrington reporting.
Moms for Liberty made a name for itself at the local level, fighting to win control of school boards as it battled woke indoctrination in the classroom. Now it's being embraced by the Trump administration and gaining new influence in national decisions. CEO Tina Deshkovich says the group has been a part of discussions around transgender sports bans, artificial intelligence, and more. Supporters say the group's trajectory speaks to the power of its parental rights agenda, which has become a plank of conservative politics. This is SRN News. It appears San Francisco may have solved its crime problem.
After years of rising lifestyle crimes, San Francisco has seen dramatic declines in burglary, robbery, and car break-ins following the 2022 recall of District Attorney Chesa Boudin and the appointment of Brooke Jenkins. Jenkins' aggressive prosecution strategy, coupled with expanded use of license plate readers and drones, has helped the city become significantly safer.
Correspondent John Scott adds that new technology, including 400 license plate readers and 80 drones, has aided in over 1,000 arrests by providing real-time intelligence to police. The Motley Fool's 2026 Best Places to Retire reports have been released. The report found that Arkansas is best for costs of living and number 5 for housing costs. Indiana came in 2nd for costs of living and 11th for housing. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.